From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio on this Wednesday as we continue our series entitled Sent, taken from John chapter 20 and verse 21, where the Lord Jesus said, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And we've been looking at that passage of Scripture and the thought that relates to that passage of Scripture yesterday and Monday, and the Lord willing, we will continue it today. But I want to say something to those of you who may be first-time listeners. This particular program has been on the air since 1989, and it may be somewhat unique in the sense that, number one, as I've often said, this program is not filled with bells and whistles. The only thing this program does is to teach the Word of God. We have no special music. We don't take up an offering. We don't give appeals. We just teach the Word of God. And if you want to hear the Word of God taught, then I would invite you to come back to this program. Secondly, normally what we do on this program is conduct a series throughout the course of the week. And that means that each day we build upon the next day so that we might be able to, throughout the course of the week, have an understanding or an idea as to what a particular passage of Scripture brings forth. Now, from time to time, we will do individual messages each week, but generally it's a series. And this week we are doing a series entitled Sent. Now, one other thing I want to say is the fact that the notes and the outlines are always available for those of you who would like to receive them, and even a CD of the program is available. So if you hear something that you appreciated, or maybe something that the Lord blessed you by in hearing and you want to hear it again, well, just contact us and we will send it to you. We don't charge for it, though we do ask for a donation that you might be able to help with the production of the particular material, whether it's the printed material or the CD. But we are here simply to teach the Word of God. And this week we are looking at John chapter 20 and verse 21, where Jesus said, on the day of his resurrection, actually in the evening of his resurrection, he met with the disciples and he said, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Now, we emphasized on Monday that every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve him, but every child of God has been sent by God to serve him. And then yesterday, we began to look at this statement, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And there are two things in that particular phrase that are significant. Number one, God the Father sent God the Son. And God the Father sent God the Son with a purpose to present the reality of God to mankind and to perform the redemption of God for mankind. But then also, we see and we understand that God the Son obeyed God the Father as he was sent, because Jesus basically clearly indicated in John chapter 6 and verse 38 that he came down from heaven not to do his own will, but to do the will of him that sent him. And the fact of the matter is, you and I need to learn to follow that pattern. That as Christians, we are here to do the will of God, not our own will, not to fulfill our own plans or our own ideas, but to do what God wants us to do. And stop to think about that for a moment. Just stop to think about that for a moment. What would happen in the world today if every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior would truly be doing what God wants us to do. What would happen? I don't know. But I do believe that we'd see a lot of souls saved. I think we would see a lot of Christians growing. I think we would see a lot more missionaries going out into the world if we all did what God wanted us to do, not what we want to do. You know, a message to pastors here. Many times we refer to the church that we pastor as my church. This is my church. I've been the pastor of this church for so many years. Well, I think we all understand that. But remember, dear pastor, the church is not yours. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's important that as you lead your church as God would have it to go, not as you would have it to go. And that relates to everybody involved in any ministry, no matter what it is. A church, a Sunday school class, a mission ministry, it all belongs to God. Your life as a Christian, my life as a Christian, belongs to God. And it's our responsibility every day to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? It's important that we do what God has called us to do. Well, yesterday we noted the first part of that statement there in John 20, 21, where it says, as Jesus is speaking, as my Father has sent me. Today, we're going to begin to look at that second part of the phrase where it says, even so send I you. And think about that phrase, even so, for a moment. Jesus' statement starts out by saying, as my Father has sent me, as the Father has sent me, as the Father has given me purpose in coming into the world. Even so, Jesus was saying to his disciples, I am sending you with a purpose. So let's think about that for a moment, because what we see here is, number one, a message to Christ's original followers, as well as, number two, a message to Christ's subsequent followers, who happen to be you and me today. First of all, we see that this was a message to Christ's original followers. He said, even so send I you. And you know something, beloved? His original followers obeyed him. As a matter of fact, there is no record that any of the original disciples disobeyed the Lord in what he sent them to do. It's interesting to note when we look at the book of Acts chapter 1, where the Lord Jesus Christ is ascending back up into heaven, that he gave his disciples a particular responsibility to fulfill. Notice, if you would please, Acts chapter 1, and observe, first of all, verse 4. Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, it says this, and being assembled together with them, Christ commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And so the Lord Jesus was teaching the disciples, giving them his last words, and he says, now, I don't want you to depart from Jerusalem. Now, follow that on down through Acts chapter 1 and look at verse 12. It says this. This is after Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. It's after he gave that great commission when he said in verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth. Then the Lord Jesus, after he was taken up into heaven and after he gave them command, found that they obeyed him. Where it says in verse 12 of Acts 1, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. You go down to verse 14. It says, and all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And so the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, don't leave Jerusalem until the Spirit of God comes upon you. And they obeyed that. They did not disobey. And so there is no record that any of the original disciples disobeyed the Lord. But even from this point, when you read in Acts chapter 2, Peter was the main spokesman, and he preached the gospel. And as you will recall, over 3,000 people trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. But the fact of the matter is, each one of the disciples did what God, the Lord Jesus, had told them to do. As far as the record is concerned, none of them disobeyed. In fact, when we study the life of the original disciples, we see that Peter went to Pontus, Galatia, and Asia. Andrew went to Russia, Turkey, and Greece. Thomas went to Syria and India. Philip went to North Africa and Asia Minor. Matthew went to Persia and Ethiopia. Bartholomew went to India, Ethiopia, and Arabia. James went to Syria. Simon the Zealot went to Persia. Matthias went to Syria, and John went to Asia Minor. In other words, none of them turned back. None of them argued with the Lord. And you know what amazes me? Jesus told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We see that as a part of the Great Commission there in Mark chapter 16. The question is, did they do that? Did they obey? Yes, they did. When you go to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23, it says this, that talking about the gospel, that it was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And Paul says, whereof I am made a minister. In other words, they were told to go into all the world, and they did, and they reached the world for Christ in a day without automobiles or the technology that we have today. So they obeyed. They did everything that the Lord Jesus had asked them to do. The question is, are we doing the same? God sent us. God the Son sent us as God the Father sent Christ. We're going to continue this study tomorrow, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. God bless you. Keep looking up. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.